Steinbeck, hello?
Hello?
Mr. Steinbeck, no, no.
Good evening, Mr. Burns.
How are you getting along?
Well, I'm worried.
What's the matter?
I saw television today.
Yes?
No, I'm not as worried. You're not worried, but I'm worried.
Why?
I guess because my wishes are way beyond my possibilities.
The what?
My wishes go way beyond what can be accomplished. That goes with my own work, too, you know. I always think I can do better than I can, and I can't.
Well, why don't you come down here and I'll pick you up, son?
Would you? You know, I talked to Jack Valenti yesterday, Mr. President, and he said that we had added a desire to go to the convention. If I cannot be of use, I don't want to go to the convention. You know, I don't like to hang on.
Well, I think
you can be of use to you. I am at your command.
I think you can be of use before we go, certainly. I'm just going that night and coming right back Thursday night.
Yeah.
But I've got some stuff here that I would like for you to look at and take something out and add a little something in and let us practice it kind of together. That,
I have some ideas about it.
I'm just going over some of our things tonight. Peace should be the first concern of all governments, as it is the prayer of all men. It's a good sentence, isn't it?
It's very good, but it's not harsh enough.
In the second decade of the nuclear age, the preservation of peace requires the strength to wage war and the wisdom to avoid it. Search for peace.
Why do you need me?
Well, I just thought that you were the ultimate, and we'd improve it a little bit.
No, but I don't think I can improve on that much.
The search for peace requires the utmost intelligence, the clearest vision, and a strong sense of reality. Because for 4 years, our nation has patiently demonstrated these qualities and persistently used them, the world is closer to peace today than it was in 1960.
I don't know why you need me, Mr. This is good. This is very good, and it said very well. You know, I might clean up a consonant here, but beyond that, I can improve on that idea. Do you need me there?
I sure think if you could come the next...
I am at your complete guard.
Well, then why don't you get your wife to come down and spend the night with us Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
If I can help, that's fine, but I do not want to be a coattail thing.
Oh, no, nobody's got any idea of that. What are you talking about?
I don't want to go to the convention because I wouldn't see anything.
You come on here and let's talk about it. You come in, have lunch Sunday. We'll be back. You get in here whatever time you can. We'll have lunch Sunday. You can spend Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and as long as you can till you get through with it. And just bring your bags and come on over. Wait a minute, Jack's phone says.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Would you like me to get a plane for you?
Yeah, of course. I don't know how else we can get there.
All right. I'll have Jack back in touch with you about it.
I thought you'd switch me to Jack.
I'll do it right now.
I was just about to call him and tell him to cancel our Claridge Hotel reservations because we don't... Really
well, let's do that after you get here Sunday.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir. John?
Jack.
How are you?
I was just... We didn't call you this afternoon because Lynn got in late.
Oh, that's all right.
We're not going to the convention, but we will be there for lunch Sunday.
Oh, that's great. That's great, John.
I don't know how we'll get there, but...
No, I'll get a plane up there. You're at Sag Harbor, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Same place.
Okay, fine. I'll get a plane up there and let you know what time it'll arrive. And you just come out to the little airport, and they'll pick you up, and you come down here Sunday and spend Sunday night, and look at this thing on Sunday and Monday, and then we'll have you back here.
And we can avoid the convention.
Well, as I told you, I think that, frankly, you'd see more of it on television.
I'm
unless
sure, not only sure of that, but I don't know the crowd almost as well as Barry Goldwater does.
I'll tell you what I'll do, John. As soon as I get the details lined up, I'll call you back tomorrow sometime and let you know what the details are.
I'm talking about that because the things you read to me, I don't see how I can make what you're proving on.
Well, they've got some other, there's another stuff here. There's a speech we want you to look at.
You know, Jack, tell him, please, for me, that I've been reading the great ones of our history, and we have some great ones. We have some very great ones. I've been reading the speeches not only of our great president, but also of the writing of Tom Paine. And it all amounts to the most declarative statement.
I agree.
It all amounts occasionally to anger. I want to. I wish just once.
All right, John, I'll call you tomorrow and give you the details, my friend. Thank you. Bye.